So let's talk about a relatively interesting phenomena that's happening globally. And you can find all sorts of places for it. I mean, I know the origin story, but I do think it's kind of an interesting conversation. Hey, everybody. Todd Conklin, Pre-Accident Investigation Safety Moment. How are you? Are you good? I hope so. So has your organization sort of embraced the notion of sticky? Have you talked to Matt or any of the people, sort of the origin story of sticky? I would actually put Steve Scott on that list as well. Sticky. And sticky stands for stuff that kills you. Although nobody hardly ever uses the word stuff, they use another word that starts with S and is not appropriate on a family-friendly podcast, but stuff that kills you. And what's interesting is that that sticky thing is so clever. It's so memorable. It's so fun. It's interesting. And it kind of reinvigorates safety conversations. And lots of organizations around the globe, and I mean around the globe, are using the sticky idea. Workers go out and identify the sticky in the job. What'll kill you? What's the highest risk? And remember, that used to be a great question. I mean, it still is a great question. But why does sticky work? And it works really well around all sorts of events, but it's specifically most effective for probably high consequence, like fatalities and serious injuries. And so you say, well, why does it work? Well, sticky doesn't work because of the clever sticky part. The sticky part's the memorable part, but it's the follow-up questions in sticky that actually allow it to make its money. So you ask, what's sticky? And they'll tell you, because there's always something sticky in the work they do. And then as soon as they identify that critical risk that exists in the job or that task or that activity they're going to do, the next question is really where sticky makes its money. And I'm worried that lots of groups have not either been introduced to the second and third question or aren't actually practicing the second and third question. And if you're not practicing it, shame on you. So what's sticky? They tell you. The next question, this is the big one. Okay, when that thing happens, because we don't have perfect processes, don't have perfect people, don't have perfect conditions, don't have perfect clients, don't have perfect weather. When that bad thing happens, what keeps us safe? Now that question is worth its weight in gold, because at that moment, what the guys will identify are the controls that are essential to fail safely. Now sticky's making money. And then the third question, the Steve Scott question, is that enough? Is that sufficient? Do we need more? And what's amazing is that third question, man, that third question brings with it oftentimes remarkably interesting conversations. You'll hear stuff that you're going to be pleased you heard. Sticky is clever, and it's interesting, and it's memorable, and it's powerful, and it's re-energized the conversation around safety. So that's good. But it's only as good as its second and third question. What'll kill you? What's sticky? When it happens, what do you count on to not die? And is that enough? That's the safety moment for today. Learn something new every single day. Have as much fun as you possibly can. Be good to each other. Be kind to each other. And for goodness sakes, you guys, be safe.